People get mad over food. A fight at a buffet over crab legs turned into violence. Our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on. Good morning, Lisa.
Hello, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. I love some crab legs on a buffet, too, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Who
doesn't? The best.
Of course. I love this story. They were having trouble keeping up with the appetites of the customers,
mm-hmm.
and these folks had been crowding around the buffet, the officer said, for between 10 and 20 minutes, waiting for the crab legs to come out. And there was already shouting and sort of ugly words exchanged between folks about cutting in line. And then it went crazy when they actually brought them out. And this older gentleman, he took almost all of them and piled them on his plate.
Can't do that.
Yeah. The officer said he took more than his fair share. And then a big fight broke out. So it was crazy.
It is nuts. We actually do have some audio from one of the participants.
Just as I sat down and literally maybe took two bites out of my plate. If you can imagine a fencing match. There's a woman who's beating a man. Plates are shattering everywhere. Everyone was saying that they cut me in line. She cut me in line. He cut me in line. I was here first. They had been waiting there for the crab legs for a good 10 plus minutes, maybe 15. So when they finally came out, it's very heated, especially if someone's taking more than their fair share.
Yeah. People get mad over food.
They do. And have you all ever been?
Really mad.
Have you ever been to a place where you are jockeying in position?
Yes.
Like even it could be anywhere that you are. Like if let's say a restaurant just opens and you're in the parking lot and you know that they're seconds away from the door opening, I will get out of my car and stand by the wall, waiting to get
I'll
in.
I'll stand by the door.
I don't know.
How it's early did you get to restaurant?
It's the fat girl in me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want it first.
Yeah.
I know it's not attractive, but.
but it's real life.
This happened on Black Friday specials. You know, people go crazy over that, too. Like, just as bad as a good buffet, I guess.
Yeah.
But I guess what seems to have happened is, you know, the older gentleman took more than his fair share, and everybody was screaming at him, and so he got really rowdy with yelling and screaming at people. So what he was charged with was actually disorderly conduct because he was creating such a scene. But then one of the patrons, this woman who was charged with assault, she's the one that apparently started the altercation, at least according to the officer, when she attacked him with her tongs.
Can you get disorderly conduct since you're not out in public, you're in a kind of a private business, you can still get disorderly conduct?
Yeah, you can because, out there in a place of business. Now, you typically are not going to get a disorderly conduct charge if you're in the privacy of your own home. You might get, like a noise disturbance kind of a thing. Or you might get, if there's a fight going on, the police might have probable cause to come investigate, what the underlying cause or source of the noise or friction is. But here, where you're out in public, you can absolutely get a disorderly. And I noticed that they didn't, like in North Carolina, you often see there's a disorderly conduct and there's also intoxicated and disorderly, which is a slightly, worse offense. And sometimes you see that more often than you see just disorderly for just an altercation like this. But I think he was really kind of getting punished in a way because, he had the misfortune that there was a police officer dining there, too, on duty, just taking his dinner break or whatever. And I think, in a way, this guy kind of got punished for taking too many crab legs because you don't usually see the officer charge the person who was attacked like this, except apparently he really created quite a scene.
Yeah, I could see being at like a buffet and there's really not a line for like one item.
It's true.
Kind of just standing around, and then one jackass takes 9 of the 10 things of crab legs. You're like, seriously, dude, really?
I'd be mad, too.
I mean, you don't start a fight, but like, I can see being upset, like, dude, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You see there's 7 other people here and you took all the crab legs? Come on. This is America.
I also...
First world problem, huh?
I also, on the flip side, think that Jared would be the one to take all the crab legs.
Yes.
You would.
I would.
Like, what? No, I was here. I was waiting.
What? Get in line. Survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
Or the fattest. All right. Also, Lisa Lanier, we do have a question. This story just came up. There was a delivery driver who was delivering some Mexican food, and he saw that there was a pre-tip for only like 89 cents or 80-some cents, and he got really mad, and he filmed himself. If you have young kids in the car, you might want to turn down the radio, give you a couple seconds, 3, 2, 1. He filmed himself dipping his junk into the salsa.
Mm.
Yeah, it was the driver's friend, I believe.
And, yeah, here is the video.
This is what you get when you give an 89 cents tip for an almost 30 minute drive.
It feels good in my
I hate people. I do. That's so disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I hear.
I mean, 89 cent tip is wrong too.
You're right.
89 cent tip is wrong too, but that's more wrong.
Yeah, but I hear this is like the guy can go to jail for years off this.
Oh, this is a very serious offense. So, you know, you started hearing some years ago, we started hearing about, you know, people who would, fast food workers who would spit in food and stuff like that. So all over the country, state legislators took action and they said, you know what, we're going to make this a really serious crime. So there are these food contamination laws now that it's a felony in most places. And if you, and actually a lot of them make it an aggravated felony if you do it to a police officer, because they really are victims of this more often than
I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they, this kid now is in serious trouble because you can go to prison for years, depending on the state. It is a very serious crime. And it applies not only to fast food situations, but also people who are like a line worker in a canning factory or whatever, because it just it's happened too many times, and it was a lot of notoriety around it. So
I think that's pretty severe, don't you, though? Jail for years. Now, Katie. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but imagine if you found out that the salsa you and your family enjoyed had somebody's balls in it.
Right.
You would be, I mean, you know? Like,
yeah. That's what it is.
Yes, that's what
but
it is.
And same, it could have an STD or whatever. And your kids
if I'm not sick and it didn't hurt me, I hate to say this, but I don't think somebody should go to jail for years for it. I feel like I should get something from it, like civilly sue the person, get money for it. But him going away for 5 years because he did that, and I'm completely okay, and there's no problem, and it really. I mean, it's just another body, like we decide the massage place. It's just another body part. Is there a difference if he stuck his finger in it, which is probably more? I mean, who knows what you touch?
Well, these are genitals.
Right.
And things, that's different than just your hand. I mean, yes, your hand can be gross and full of germs.
I think it's worse.
But
I think your hand's worse.
I don't know.
What they're really worried about here is communicable disease.
Yeah.
Right.
What happens is you have to worry about HIV. You have to worry about, you know, if this kid had an STD. You have to worry about if he was... Hep C. I mean, so I think it's more about communicable disease. And what has happened and what really prompted some of these laws was that there were people who were, say, you know, HIV positive or Hep C positive who were doing this kind of stuff. And then these people, these victims have to be tested and worry. And so it's more serious, I think, because of that.
And a deterrent, too, where it's not like, it's a slap on the wrist if you do something stupid.
Like, kids being kids.
Yeah.
No, I mean, this kid was old enough to know way better.
Apparently, apparently the guy that did it was a passenger in the car of the driver.
But
and
still.
She was, saying how mad she was at the 89-cent tip. Although, in those types of, what are they, like, not Grubhubs, but like Uber Eats and all that stuff, they actually do get part of that fee, believe it or not. It's not like Papa John's type thing where the fee goes to, they get part of it.
Right.
So she actually was getting more than the 89 cents on top of that.
Uh-huh.
So that was wrong. She shouldn't have did that. And of course, she shouldn't have been overly mad like that. I just think like if somebody goes into the bathroom and they don't wash their hands and a guy went to the, it's the same thing. Except now all of a sudden you go into jail for years, but if you stuck his finger
it's deliberate.
Right.
It's because you didn't like that somebody wasn't tipping you what you thought you deserved.
I should be able to sue him and recover something. But if I had to eat that and my entire family was eating some guy's junk in my salsa, then we were okay, I would rather get something from it than this guy just go away.
But then again, how do you know you're okay? I mean,
how
if it was like an STD, it could take years to even show.
The great thing is you can do both.
Right.
You can actually, so the kid faces criminal charges, but you can also sue for it.
Right.
That's what I would want more.
You can give damages.
Yeah, that's what I would want more than going to jail for 5 years.
What we're learning is Jason Goodman, weak on crime.
doesn't mind eating your junk salsa.
I do mind. Between us.
I think we actually have audio of Jason when he was in college delivering something one time.
I want to dip my balls in it!
was like, whoa. That's from MTV show, by the way, where they actually played a game with foam balls.
Little did they know that years later we'd be using it for a whole different reason.
Totally out of context, but yes.
Golly.
You're welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier. If you're ever injured on the job and you're not weak on crime, she's not weak on crime like Jason Goodman.
I am.
Contact
up, Jared.
Very just, weak. Contact her right away. She's not weak. At hireaheavyweight.com.